Good evening. Do not attempt to adjust your radio. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control as to bring you this special show. We will return it to you as soon as you are grooving. Welcome to station WEFUNK, better known as We Funk, or deeper still, the Mothership Connection, home of the extraterrestrial brothers, dealers of funky music, P-Funk, Uncut Funk, The Bomb.
Coming to you directly from the Mothership, top of the chocolate Milky Way, 500,000 kilowatts of P-Funk power. So kick back, dig, while we do it to you in your eardrums. Oh, me, I'm known as Lollipop Man, alias the long-haired sucker. My motto is...
One of Sun Ra's most notable characteristics is the alter ego persona that he has created. Sun Ra depicts himself as being an alien that comes from Saturn. The idea behind pretending to be an alien and book being from space is to take away from his race. Sun Ra was around during the heart of the civil rights movement, and through his music and the movie that he's created, he makes points about race and racism in current black culture. He does this by using Afrofuturism. Afrofuturism is the practice in which an artist portrays black issues of race through the lens of fantasy, historical fiction, science fiction, or magical realism. Many of the themes in Sun Ra's Afrofuturism revolve around African diaspora, which refers to a large group of Africans who live outside of the continent. Africans who were displaced, like in the US or Brazil, because of slavery. Sun Ra uses Afrofuturism and this African diaspora to make critiques on black culture and the treatment of blacks in the US. The use of Afrofuturism continues today, and the critiques can still be seen from the perspective of a modern sound scholar. Today's hip-hop scene is a predominantly African-American genre with a growing white audience and a growing white group of performers. With stars like Iggy Azalea, as seen in the article, First Things First, I'm the Realist, Linguistic Appropriation, White Privilege, and the Hip-Hop Persona of Iggy Azalea by Maeve Erbhart and Kara Freeman, the battle of race in music still continues today, as it does outside of the musical culture. Sound scholars looking at music with race on mind would see the reoccurring theme of trying to be real or authentic. This, or the view that other artists are not, can be shown in today's uses of Afrofuturism, as it does still exist today.
Nuclear war, yeah. Nuclear war, yeah. They're talking about, yeah. Nuclear war, yeah. Nuclear war, yeah. The nuclear war, yeah. They're talking about, yeah. Nuclear war.
Sun Ra's Space is the Place offers two options to black youths. They could stay in a, quote, real world, filled with modern-day racism, black oppression, and an ever-present lingering history of slavery, or go to a mythical world where black creativity and culture is not only celebrated and embraced, but it's the goal of Sun Ra's Martian Utopia. He offered a future for African Americans that the real Earth could not.
One artist who was particularly moved by Sun Ra's ideals was George Clinton, founder of both Parliament and Funkadelic. You heard some of his music, his Afrofuturist music, at the beginning of our podcast with his album Mothership Connection from 1975. You can hear him talk about such thing as brothers from outer space. This furthers the idea that Africans, or members of the African diaspora, are all quote, aliens, because they and their ancestors have all been displaced from their real homeland and can never really call anywhere home. Sun Ra used other modes of expression to convey his messages to his listeners, specifically poetry. One poem titled The Shadows of Tomorrow by Sun Ra reads as follows. Today is the shadow of tomorrow. Today is the present future of yesterday. Yesterday is the shadow of today. The darkness of the past is yesterday, and the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and summed in the word once, because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead, because the dead belongs to the past, and the past is yesterday. Modern-day artist Mad Villain recorded a track titled The Shadows of Tomorrow, which draws directly on Sun Ra's poem titled the same. The song starts off with some sounds straight out of Spaces the Place, Sun Ra's movie.
谁看到了樱桃树? Today is the shadow of tomorrow. Today is the present future of yesterday. Yesterday is the shadow of today. The darkness of the past is yesterday. And the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and summed in the word once. Because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Because the dead belongs to the past. The past is yesterday.
What a better thought. Sun Ra. Sun Ra.
Lord Quaz.
Mad Lib.
Another place in the universe. Under different stars.
It's evident that Sun Ra influenced many artists throughout history, but one of the most direct influences was on Hank Dumas, a social worker, poet, and writer in New York City who spent a lot of time with Sun Ra between 1965 and 1966. In this time, he adopted many of Ra's ideas and often drew on ancient Egyptian and West African mythological material in an Afrofuturistic sense. One of his poems, Outer Space Blues, clearly displays Ra's influence on Dumas. Hold it, people. I see a flying saucer coming. Guess I wait and see. Yeah, a spaceship coming. Guess I wait and see. All I know, they might just look like me. The line, all I know, they might just look like me, referring to the aliens who might just look like African Americans, is a clear example of Ra's influence on Dumas. On May 23, 1968, Hank Dumas was shot to death innocently by a New York City Transit police officer. This event threw Ra into an uncharacteristic state of rage for days as he cursed the city and its inhabitants. This just pushed Ra further into his belief that Earth is not the place for African life and culture to thrive, so the only option he saw fit from there on was space.
In the Grain of the Voice by Roland Barthes, he talks about this quality that performers have. A quality where you can really hear their teeth, lips, and lungs working to perform. And when an artist has this grain, it is truly something special. Avant-garde jazz is a style of music that rarely transcends past a certain audience. Usually only players of that style of music can really get into it, as is the case with most complex music. But though Sun Ra is a jazz artist, he transcends just being listened to by jazz musicians and reaches a wider audience. But why is that? Why is that with any artist who achieves what Sun Ra achieved? It's because of the grain. When artists have that connection to their music in a way that you can tell what they're playing from is coming from a place of true, honest, real emotions, then no matter what the music is, it will always transcend and always break boundaries. Sometimes artists focus too much on making their music complex, and the music then loses its heart and soul and becomes difficult to connect to emotionally. Sun Ra is able to keep the emotion deeply rooted in his music, while then being able to play with complexity while leaving emotions unaffected. Sun Ra and his music also achieve sonic dominance. Sonic dominance is when you are under the presence of a sound that is undeniable, unignorable, and completely in control. Sun Ra reaches a place of sonic dominance by use of dissonance. In music, dissonance is when sounds appear to be unstable and feel the need to be resolved. These sounds of dissonance often provoke feelings of pain or sadness. Musically, these dissonant notes are the ones excluded from either the natural major or minor scales. The feeling that these notes sometimes feel wrong is how Sun Ra captures your attention and achieves sonic dominance. This next piece is a song by Sun Ra called Sun Ra and His Band from Outer Space. It's a piano piece where in the intro you can hear clear chords using dissonance.
Sun Ra was a pioneer of using music as a way to convey ideas and beliefs of the African diaspora to the world. His ideas carved a path for a huge Afrocentric movement in hip-hop in the late 80s and early 90s, notably Afrika Bambaataa's Universal Zulu Nation, who also had close ties with the Native Tongues, another hip-hop collective, with a positive Afro vibe consisting of notable members, A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, and the Jungle Brothers, along with many others. Both of these groups often wore eccentric traditional African clothes, just as Sun Ra did back in his day. Another group who drew on Sun Ra as an influence for their musical journey is Diggable Planets. The early 90s hip-hop trio takes on the personas of insects, Butterfly, Ladybug, and Doodlebug, just as Sun Ra took on the persona of an alien to detract from the racial aspect. Their first album, which was entitled Region, A New Refutation of Time and Space, has a similar idea of using music as transportation to another realm. In one of their songs titled What Cool Breezes Do, you can hear a direct reference to Sun Ra's extremely influential film. Please. Do what you feel, do what you feel. Do what you feel, yeah, do what you feel. Do what you feel, do what you feel. If it's real, check out the funk brown bass, my man. This beat the medium used by Dick Plans. Hit the cosmics like a funky knot. Leave the ladybugs with forget funk knots. Black sunflowers bloom, be a tune. If the sound from the digs, it'll zoom up your room. Bugs block spots where hip hop be your norm. If Capri is the kid, the floor's getting stormed with the bass in your face. What? Space is the place. Bugs take a stand, goddamn, it's a jam. See, no, be no uncivilized, just popping out the jive. And-
Sun Ra's evolutionary approach to race issues has been a leading influence on musical generations to come. Without him, music wouldn't be the same. Sun Ra's take on music and his take on lyrics are a fascinating subject to be delved into by sound scholars everywhere.